is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here in hour two, continuing with your phone calls about whatever you want. That's the point of the show. Coming up, we've got an email that is quite critical of the Free State Project. Plus, Dale, you'll talk about ignorance being bliss. We'll get to all of that, but your calls are primary. So we go to, we'll talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there.
Hey.
I just wanted to talk about the Austrian business cycle theory.
Okay.
It's sort of alluded to a lot on the show, and I know that a lot of people out there think that, you know, it was greed or it was the free market or whatever that has caused this economic downturn that we see ourselves in, but I thought I'd like to give it a shot. And you guys are pretty smart and fairly well-read, and, you know, maybe if I'm a little bit wrong about it, maybe you can kind of guide me in the right direction. Presumably, of course, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's blind leading the blind. Let's have fun. Let's go.
Okay. In the free market, interest rates are set by savings. People save money in banks. The more savings there is in the banks, the lower the interest rate because, you know, supply and demand. If it's more money, it's cheaper to lend it out, right?
Right.
And when this happens in the free market, minus a, you know, not in a central bank paradigm, in other words, is what I'm saying, the money gets lent out because this low interest rate, the low interest rate signals to businesses that, hey, it's cheap to borrow money, and it's a very good time if I wanted to expand. You know, if I own a steel mill, I can build a new furnace or whatever. It's the signal to them. So they do that, and then by the time the products that eventually get made out of the steel reach the market, the people have enough money saved up to where they can go and buy the stuff. Now, in the central bank or Federal Reserve-driven boom, when they shove the interest rates down artificially,
the central bank just arbitrarily, you know, waves its magic wand and says, okay, interest rates will now be shazam. And
there you go.
Just make a declaration.
And what happens is that the businesses get those same signals. Okay, now is a good time to embark on those expansion programs that we've thought about doing. Yet the people have not indicated they desire to save. What they've indicated is they desire to keep spending money at the same pace they always were. So this leads to what they call malinvestments, because the businesses are expanding during a time when when they shouldn't be expanding. And here's where I get a little bit shaky on it, so you might want to jump in there and help me out.
Well, I'm not sure that it's necessarily a malinvestment from the standpoint of the market at the time that the person makes the investment. What happens is that the market, because the Federal Reserve can only control the market to some extent with infusing dollars, it creates bubbles. And therefore, you know, they have to adjust. There has to be an adjustment. And
Okay, I'm sorry. You weren't done. I thought you were done.
No, there has to be an adjustment. And in that adjustment, then you have all these malinvestments that suddenly the marketplace cannot support them any longer. It, you know, it made very good sense for people to be in the construction business 3 years ago or whatever when the housing boom was going on and they were putting up houses and people were buying them. And, you know, every month houses were worth more and more. And you could just count on the equity in your house increasing. People were buying extra houses so they could rent them out or sell them or flip them or whatever. So those all made perfectly good sense at the time. It's just that, well, unfortunately, the houses were worth too much and all fell apart.
Yeah, it couldn't last forever. It was a bubble that was bound to pop. So.
Well, I think the definition of the bubble is that during that, you know, that period where the interest rates are shoved down artificially by the central bank, by the Fed, and people are still spending money. They've not indicated that they wish to save money. They've indicated that, hey, we don't wish to save money. But you wouldn't know that by looking at the interest rates. There's no signal. The proper signals aren't being sent to the business community. So they embark in their expansions. And that, I think, is the bubble itself. That's what the bubble is, isn't it?
When you start getting to the specifics, you're a little beyond me as far as you know the definitions of the terms. I'm sure there's lots of Austrian economics.
Yeah, you're getting right into what Milton Friedman said. I'm trying to remember in the ability to choose. What was the name of the book exactly?
Having the right to choose.
There's a Milton Friedman book where he talks about market signals and how government interference totally obliterates these market signals.
Right.
So that we need for a healthy economy. This is what lets businesses transition gradually rather than have these sudden booms and busts, you know. That we have these dramatic booms and busts instead of having an economy that gradually adjusts and like a business goes out here or there because it needs to go out and allows the economy to adjust. Instead, we get, you know, recessions and sometimes depressions.
And the irony is that the bust, which is what we're experiencing now, I've been telling people, they say, oh, no, it's the free market or it's greed or whatever. And I said, no, we're simply in the bust phase of the boom-bust cycle. That's all this is. But the irony is the bust phase is actually the good phase of the cycle because it clears out all that craziness that was going on in the boom.
No, I don't think either phase is desirable.
Good or bad in the sense that...
No, it's not desirable, but it's the good phase because it's actually cleaning the market out.
But it's not. It's only a symptom of the monetary system, the fiat currency system that we have where the government says, this is money, and it's, you know, just paper.
It's necessary. It's not a good, necessarily
right,
good,
it
though.
Wouldn't exist if you had real money backed by value. The boom-bust cycles would be much... There would be still ripples in them, but you wouldn't even call them booms and busts because people would barely even notice the difference.
Well, the boom bust cycle is created by the central bank's artificial manipulation of the money supply in the first place.
There's no doubt
people
are benefiting off that boom bust cycle. Ron Paul talks about this. He spoke about it very well about how people who get new money first, they're the ones that benefit because that new money is what's going to cause some sort of boom. They're able to buy things before the inflation takes place. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times those are business assets that the inflation takes place and they make tremendous amount of money on that. And it's not your regular guy. It's not your Joe.
It's the military industrial complex is who it is. I mean, those are the people that are getting. It's the military industrial complex and
the
buddies who are the buddies of the politicians that are in construction fields and things like that. Anybody who's connected with the politicians, they are the ones that get the money first, and it's all good money for them. It just becomes worth less as soon as it basically filters out of their hands into the rest of the economy.
Right. Yeah, and you're right, Ian. Good isn't the right adjective. Necessary would be a better adjective. But Mark was saying about the ripples. Yeah, you get ripples, but you wouldn't call them boom bust. I think the reason why you wouldn't call them boom bust is because in the boom bust cycle, what's happening is the boom actually sows the seeds of the bust. And in a free market system with a gold backed currency or silver backed or whatever you want to back it with, you wouldn't see that. You'd just see growth and then, less growth and then more growth.
Well, you'd have some people make some mistakes, but people make mistakes in business all the time and they get the corrections pretty much immediately.
One of the complaints about value-backed currency, gold or silver or whatever it is that the market would decide to use, is that it doesn't expand quickly enough for the economy to grow. Because you don't get a boom, you don't get the bust. So and people are seeing very clearly right now. You couldn't tell people this stuff during the housing bubble when it was blowing up. This is great. Whatever's going on here is great. I don't care. I love it. Well, now they say, oh, man, this is crap.
That just struck me as intuitive. Just intuitively, I said, this cannot continue. This cannot go on. I was looking at the fact that in California, if you were a professional, someone who was a professional who was generally considered like upper middle class and you could not afford a two bedroom condo, that there's something's wrong. That's not, there's no way that can last.
That's for sure.
Prices are great now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right. A few years ago, I was in San Diego, and a friend of mine had recently bought a three bedroom, two bath, just a normal house. He asked me how much I thought it would cost, and I said, well, I'm thinking, well, I know the price is a little bit higher here, so where I'm from, this would be maybe a $200,000 house. So I took a wild guess, and I said, $450? He said it cost me $1 million.
That's stunning. Stephen, thank you for the call tonight, the discussion.
All right, we'll see you.
Yes, sir, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. If they were just to allow the bust to happen, then we could get back to normal, get rid of the Federal Reserve, get back to a real value-backed currency. We could have real prosperity. But they're not going to do that anytime soon. So get ready for the same. Over time, more coming up. You bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke Free free trial offer is. Smoke Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you dial toll-free, you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You can head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you are a lady listener, the details are there as to how you could get up on the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who trust LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
I also want to invite you to visit Dale on his website, AnarchyInYourHead.com. It's a great little cartoon that's published online and occasionally makes it into some newspapers around here in New Hampshire. At AnarchyInYourHead.com, you'll be able to not only read the comics and enjoy those, but also read some essays by our very own Dale here, AnarchyInYourHead.com. In fact, we're going to talk about one of your essays if we get a chance here tonight, Ignorance is Bliss, but we should continue with the phone calls because that's the point of the show. Let's talk to Jason in Michigan. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Jason, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. I was calling about what you guys had to say about the military and the Constitution several days ago.
Okay.
Okay. I was looking over my Constitution here, and I couldn't find where you were saying in the Constitution that it says that you can't have standing armies, but I did find a couple of things. It says I found a section that says that you can't have a standing army during a time of peace, but it also stipulates that this is without the consent of the Congress, and that's in Article 1, Section 10. And an article. What
is that? Where Sorry? It says that has to be, drawn up every 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and right. That's Article 1, Section 10. And Article 1, Section 8, it says, it specifically says that it provides Congress with the power to raise and support armies. Oh wait, no, that was the one that not a term more than 2 years, but it says to raise and support armies and to provide and maintain a navy.
Yeah.
So, do you think when the founding fathers wrote that, having to re-up the military every 2 years, and that you can't have one during peacetime unless Congress says so? Do you think that they were, their thought was we should have a standing army?
No. I mean, I'm not doubting you that the founding fathers were skeptical of the idea of having, a permanent standing army. I think that's probably why they wanted that provision in there to make you reauthorize it every year, but. I mean, that they have that in there tells you that it's not something that is outright totally prohibited by the Constitution.
I don't think anybody said it was prohibited.
I think that we indicated that the Constitution, said that it was, advised against it.
Right. But, they've worked around it, and they reauthorize it every 2 years.
If you listen to the whole show, you'll get that feel for it. I mean, it's difficult to explain that same thing every time we repeat it, so we just basically say that it's contrary to the Constitution.
I thought you talked about some of the things that were just brought up the last time, but I don't know.
The fact is, the Constitution is a flawed document, and it is.
And the founding fathers were flawed men.
Oh, I will agree with you there about the Constitution being a flawed document. I think it was, there's a very good article, and I'll try to find it maybe for another show, that talks about just how tyrannical the federal government can be strictly by the Constitution. If they had never started ignoring the Constitution, there still can be a very tyrannical government just under, and still abide by the Constitution.
I totally believe that. Any other thoughts for us?
Nope, thanks.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Enemy of the State in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's
does your cat hate you?
Does my cat hate me?
Yeah, every time I'm looking at the webcam, he's sitting in the third chair's lap.
Oh.
He likes new people.
Yeah, the cat likes visitors, and he's just a very friendly kitty. But he likes to battle with me. So if I were to try to do the same things that the visitors do, like pet him, he won't put up with that from me, because we like to have little fights with one another.
All right.
You can see the webcam, by the way, at cam.freetalklive.com.
I wanted to add to a comment Mark made there about how some people believe that economies can't grow under a gold standard. And the point is that gold is just a good. Money is just a good. So why should other goods not grow because another good is less scarce? Essentially what happens is if one good is the medium of exchange, then all that happens is, as technology grows and the division of labor increases, then things just get cheaper with the same amount of money. You could have an economy, a world economy, with a fixed amount of gold that never increased and have growth.
I've always understood that. I mean, in my mind, if gold were the primary sort of store of wealth, And I don't think it would be the only one. If we really allowed a free market, we'd have
just
different
diamonds,
kinds of currency. Yeah.
Diamonds and silver and
all
and,
kinds
you
of
know, precious gems. All these things are, small stores of wealth that you can carry with you.
Yeah, and to be good money, it needs to be sort of compact. It needs to be easy to measure, hard to counterfeit, things like that. And that's something that gold fits. And I think that if gold and were a primary sort of currency, then it would just become relatively more valuable if it was scarce. And so it would become an even better source of money because it would be really compact. You'd have a small amount of gold, but it'd be worth quite a lot. And everybody who had gold out there, their gold would go up in value at the same time.
Right. So
and silver would probably complement it. And we have a lot more silver out there for currency. Silver makes an excellent currency.
So as the market becomes more efficient and more products and services become out there and the cost to manufacture these things go down, as that's what the market does over time. I mean, it just brings costs down through competition and innovation. Then essentially, a quarter ounce of gold will buy more than it did in the past. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you remember, the stories you hear from your grandparents and from before was that they used to bury their money in the yard or put it in a mattress. And now we look at that as silly because that money's losing value if you just bury it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then at another point, they would put it in a bank account and draw some form of interest on it, and that would keep them at some level. But if you put your money in a bank account now, it's still going to lose to inflation.
Yeah.
Right? So the idea there being that if you look at what inflation does is it kills technological, like older legacy manufacturing, for example, because the rate of the decline in the value of the currency is outpacing the rate of improvement in a legacy manufacturing. That's why you see prices going down in high-tech things like big screen TVs. But you don't see them go down in cars, for example, because the growth curve, the development curve of the technology in a big screen TV is so much more rapid that it's outpacing the decline in the value of the dollar, whereas a legacy manufacturing like automotive can't keep up, so your price of your cars keeps going up and up and up.
Interesting.
Yeah. We're supposed to have flying cars right now, and we don't, so what's going on with that?
Yeah.
Any other thoughts tonight?
That's good, Mark. Sorry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And the suggestion earlier was that, it wasn't you that suggested it, I forget where it came from, but somebody suggested that, if we had just had gold as a currency, then growth wouldn't happen as quickly. And you then came back to that by saying, the booms and the busts wouldn't be happening. I think it's silly to say that growth wouldn't happen as quickly in a true free marketplace with competing currencies. You'd have unlimited innovation, unlimited competition. You'd have incredible amounts of wealth.
Stable businesses, because they wouldn't be reacting to a fiat currency in the way that the construction companies have. So many of them gone out of business.
More coming up.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit working worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. This holiday season, you can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. All the features, they're completely free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam. They're all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. It's SACL CAI. They're the main sponsor of the show. You can find out more about them by going to the banner at the top right-hand side of freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. John is on the line calling from the Internet. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, nice to be able to talk to you. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I wanted to talk about loan sharks. Most people think pretty lowly of loan sharks, right?
What is a loan shark? Can you define it?
Well, let's say I was a loan shark. I have loads of money. People know that if they can't get loans elsewhere, they can come to me. I'll charge them outrageous rates, but they'll get their loan. So some poor fool comes to me for a loan. I tell him, I'll give you this amount of cash. If you would agree to pay back the principal plus interest at compounded monthly at some outrageous rate.
What would you say is outrageous?
Well, just an example. An outrageous rate, what, 21%, 25%, 30% compounded monthly, whatever.
That's pretty outrageous.
Anyway, he agrees to it, signs a contract, and I realize that there's a high probability that he's not going to be able to pay back that loan. And if he doesn't pay back that loan, that'll give me a right to take his real property as collateral, as per the contract that he signed, right?
Sounds like
That sounds like a pretty despicable thing to do. I mean, you're basically setting somebody up to take their property, right?
Well, no, they've consented to the deal, right? I mean, they weren't not uninformed. They got into this knowing what the rate was, and they knew what they wanted to use the money for, and they were willing to pay that rate, and they knew what the consequences were, didn't they?
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's so, all in the terms of the contract that if they don't
pay back their loan, I threaten to take their house, their car, whatever. They beg for mercy. And what do I tell them? I say, well, you know, I'm sorry about your situation, but if I let you get away with not paying your loan, I'll be a pushover. Other people will refuse to pay back their loans. My whole operation will collapse. Nothing personal, but just business. And you sign a contract, right? Sounds good. Okay. So how does that compare to what the city of Keene did yesterday?
It's almost exactly the same.
I'm not sure
no,
what you're
not
getting
exactly
at.
The same, no.
Well, there's no contract for the city of Keene.
Well, yeah, that's true. There's no contract, so it's worse.
You never signed a contract to pay property tax. Fair enough. You did know that when you purchased your real property, there would be a certain amount of tax, but you can't really opt out of that property tax. You can't say, right. and the city council is able to raise that property tax without your consent.
As a matter of fact, I was speaking to a gentleman last night, and this is just the city of Keene. This happens all over the nation. When he bought his house in 1991 here in Keene, his taxes were $1,800 a month. When this year, they were $7,100 a month.
Per month?
Oh, excuse me. I'm $1,800 per year.
I mean, they're bad, but
$7,100.
And unlike an exorbitant interest rate on a balance of a loan, taxes, these property taxes never go away.
It never ends.
They don't shrink like a loan would, like the interest on a loan would as you start paying it
off.
Even after
you
die, they go up.
Even after you're dead, they're still charging property taxes. One of the houses they stole last night at the city council meeting here in Keene was a house that was just unoccupied. The old lady that had lived there had passed away. They didn't know who else, they didn't know who the owner was, and so nobody had paid taxes on it. So they stole that house from no owner, but they took it anyway, so the taxes don't even end upon death. I think you're making a good point, and I think are you
it's
still there?
I'll tell you another way that it's similar to some of the worst sort of stereotypes of loan sharks out there. The ones where they send Guido over to bust your kneecaps, because that's what happens. Is violence will ensue if it's not paid, if you don't evacuate the property, mm-hmm. when they come to kick you off of it. Inevitably, all these things escalate to horrible violence.
Right, but you see, when you spoke about this yesterday, it made me think of loan sharks and the way loan sharks do business, but the difference between a loan shark and the city council is that the loan shark has you agree to it and you sign a contract. You enter that voluntarily, whereas the city of Keene is more like a mafia. They have a certain area that they control, and they go to the businesses and they say, okay, you have to pay a certain amount of protectionist money if you want to do business in our area. They can raise the amount of that protectionist fee without your consent, and they realize that when they raise it, some people in the area are going to fall behind, and then they're going to threaten them to take their real property. You beg for mercy. They say, hey, if we let you get away with this, other people will refuse, and our whole business will collapse.
Yeah,
it's win-win for them. I mean, they either get property taxes out of you, or they get to steal your property and then auction it off to the highest bidder, or use it for their own purposes. So, yeah, I mean, and you're absolutely right. And it's not just the city of Keene; that just happens to be where we do this show from. So
right,
we're tied
right.
into
I mean,
what's
anywhere.
Going on here. It's all municipalities, all people calling themselves government, at all across the board, do the exact same thing. They just steal and threaten people, and they get away with it.
The only difference between governments and gangs is a flag flying out in front of the building.
Exactly. And actually, your protection racket analogy is a better one, I think, than the loan shark one, because that's essentially what you're doing. You're paying protection fees. You're paying when the mafia comes and says that they're going to protect you for a fee, what they're basically saying, and they will actually defend you against other criminals when they do that. But what you're primarily paying the fee for is so they won't attack you. So they will not come in and bust out all of your store and everything inside the store, and probably hurt you really badly as well. You're paying a protection fee.
But they
and that's
don't
exactly
want,
what you're doing with the city.
You know, the thing about these bureaucrats, though, and these politicians is if you call them the mafia, they take big offense to that. They don't want to be associated with that organization. If you call them violent, they will distance themselves, and they want to pretend like they're not violent. They want to pretend like this is all by agreement, that there's some magical social contract out there that, oh, yeah, you may not have actually signed something, but that's okay. You still by moving into this geographical designation, you have therefore agreed to all of the arbitrary laws that we've decided to make up, and if you don't like it, well, you can go to some other geographical designation where there will be more laws you don't like.
They would get offended if you compared them to loan sharks.
Sure.
And loan sharks are honest people compared to the city council.
Yeah. The loan shark should be offended by the comparison, if anything.
That's true. That's true. You know what? Tomorrow morning, I want to invite listeners who haven't yet experienced this to check out the TalkBack thing that goes on Saturday mornings on the Free Talk Live live streams at freetalklive.com. listen.freetalklive.com. If you're tuned in from 9 to noon tomorrow Eastern time, you'll hear this local show, and these gangsters we're talking about, these city council people, will be on that show, and there are going to be, I'm sure, a number of activists that will be calling in and essentially holding their feet to the flames, and who knows what kind of conversations will ensue. But they stole people's houses from them this week, and they're going to be hearing about it tomorrow morning. So people that even aren't in the Keene area can listen in, and they can go to chat.freekeene.com, and they can go hop into the chat room there. There are people chatting during the show, and it's a way that people who aren't in New Hampshire and not in Keene can actually get a little interactive with some of the activism up here.
Yeah, I'm tempted to call him tomorrow. Talk about the comparison with the loan shark and the whole thing I talked to with you, and see what their response to that would be.
Give it a shot. It seems like the bulk of the calls happen between 10:30 and noon, as obviously it's Saturday morning. People are waking up whenever they wake up. But yeah, hop on over at freekeene.com and join the fun. And I thank you for the call tonight. Great points.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that it sounds kind of weird when people from out of the area call in, except for I love the foreign guys calling in.
From Europe, you mean?
Yeah, when they call in, I think that's just great. I can't believe how you people conduct yourselves over there. You're barbarians.
Yeah.
You mean like awesome. like governors from California or something?
Yeah, just like that.
There's been a guy that's called from like Finland or Sweden or something like that a couple of times, and yeah, it really has an effect. It must have an effect on them, because they're sitting there doing what they think is this show that's pretty much just going out to the Keene area, but there are people around the world listening because we stream it on our website. So again, you can join the fun tomorrow morning at chat.freekeene.com and listen to the Free Talk Live live streams if you want to hear that. 800-259-9231. More coming up. Your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to OrderChoose.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231, it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, Amazon likely sells it. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop, plus used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, shop at Amazon. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We'll get a cut if you enter through that link. We continue with your phone calls and talk to Alan, listening in Nebraska. Alan, are you listening on a radio station?
Yes. Somebody has a micro transmitter around here. I'm at work, but it radiates about 2 miles around.
Pretty cool. Is it on AM or FM?
FM.
You know what the frequency is?
95.9 in Lincoln.
95.9 in Lincoln?
Yeah, I shouldn't say that because I don't want the authorities to find it.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much about that. Pirate radio, it has to be reported first for the so-called authorities to make any kind of moves. With the exception of Florida, Florida has its own law that they passed recently against pirate radio operators. But the rest of the country, to my understanding, they don't have anything like that. So in order for that guy to get busted, somebody would have to snitch him out, basically, to the FCC. Then the FCC would have to initiate an investigation. They'd have to send one of their agents out to Lincoln, because I can tell you they don't have any in Lincoln that are just hanging around trying to find people with pirate radio stations. And from what I understand, there are only a very few, maybe just a couple or not very many FCC investigators out there. So the amount of places they can be at one time is very limited. So it's actually a relatively safe endeavor to be engaging in pirate broadcasting from what I can tell, especially if you're doing it from like a rented house or something like that, where it's not easy for the FCC to find out who the operator is. And even then, once they find you, if they find you, they're going to put up a warning on your house first. They're going to come and deliver a warning, so it's not like they're going to do anything right off the bat. That gives you plenty of time to shut down the operation, move it somewhere else, or just ignore them and continue operation. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
Generally takes a couple of years for them to do anything about it.
Someone has to care, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And usually it's the licensed broadcasters that complain. Because,
right.
Well, we jumped through all these hoops and paid all these fees to get our license. That's not fair that you can just flip a power switch on a transmitter and start transmitting. So they're the ones that'll complain to the FCC. And you know what? I've been thinking recently about this. I know this wasn't the reason you called, but I've been thinking recently about how antiquated the FCC is and how it is that they, if somebody was serious about running a pirate radio operation today, and there are some serious operators out there, there are some things they could do that would make them untouchable. We can talk about that coming up. But what were you calling about tonight?
Well, continue momentarily on your thread of where you went with this. That's good to know because I've got a 20-watt broadcast or transmitter that I bought on eBay that's on its way.
Oh, sweet. Did you get one of those Chinese HLLY brand ones?
Yeah. It's they say it'll go a six-mile radius. So
AM or FM? It's an FM.
FM. FM's a lot cheaper. I've looked at the AM, but there's a lot of them on eBay right now, and they're selling way cheaper than what they normally do.
Yeah, they're really cheap, and one of the guys here in the area has one of the, I think it's a 15-watters, and he's been experimenting with it, and I know that, you know, it's such an affordable price. You can get, what did you pay for it, for the 20-watt?
What I did is I bid on a 20-watt, and I bid on a 5-watt, and then I won the 5-watt for $100, including shipping from China, including an antenna and cable.
Yeah.
And I emailed him, and I said, you had 220-watt that sold for around 200, and actually they were less than that. But I said, would you be willing to upgrade this to a 20-watt, and I'd pay 200? And he said, yeah, he would. So.
Man, those guys in Hong Kong, they're willing to wheel and deal, man. They are the pretty amazing businessmen over there. So what else is on your mind tonight?
Well, one of your, I think it was the last caller, but you guys were talking, whoever mentioned the loan sharks, and somebody mentioned property taxes. But the other night on Jeff Rentz's show, I think it was when he had Dr. Truott on. It may have been the guest prior to that, but I don't remember. But he had said that he, like 25 years ago, had ran for county commissioner. And he said that through his research for running, he found out that, and he was amazed back then, but that a third of the property taxes go to the local municipalities and a third go to the state. He said, but a third of it went to an offshore Cayman Islands British bank account. And he said that most every place in the country is that way. And it was basically that we didn't win the War of 1812. He said, when your capital's burnt to the ground or, you know, whatever it was, he said, that's pretty much a sign that you didn't win. But they had to pay... Well, he backed up and he said that the Paris Treaty that was signed by Ben Franklin that was signed that we had to pay war reparations. In other words, we had to pay for the Hessian soldiers' families the money that had to be paid out. A lot of this, I wasn't sure. I can't.
Wait, what is that? How does that tie into, how does the war reparations tie into the property taxes going into a secret bank account? I'm a little confused.
We didn't have money.
Who's we?
The United States was broke at the end of the Revolutionary War, but he said that a third of the property taxes is going basically to British interests.
That's an interesting allegation. Don't know what evidence there is for it. I mean, you're getting it from a radio show where they talk about ghosts and stuff like that. So I'm not sure what the, you know, I'm not sure what the credibility is that you're getting to. In fact, you know, any radio show should be taken, any news source should be taken with a grain of salt and should be, you know, the claim should be verified independently. And so it sounds to me like you got one guy making some claims. I mean, there's some other claims that actually have some evidence to back them up, and that is the comprehensive annual financial reports. Those are something that people might want to take a look at as far as to find out how it is the money is really being spent in your local city governments. Something that's above and beyond the city budget is the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. And I think you'll find some real evidence for that beyond just the claims of one guy in a radio show.
Well, and I'm not saying that I take everything with a grain of salt from most people, but
very good, sir.
Dr. Truott, I think I would trust. But anyway, at any rate, all these things can be. But, you know, it's something for somebody to look into.
Something to look into. There you go. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I don't trust anything I hear on Jeff Rentz personally, and I don't listen to him because he's nuts. 800-259-9231, or at least that's what I hear. I don't know the guy personally. I've just heard things.
I don't think we need. That's the thing about a lot of these. We don't need these fantastic stories about some money going to Britain to be really upset over property taxes.
Yeah, does it really matter where, you know, who's wasting the money and where it goes? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what matters is that they're stealing money from people. Doesn't like, matter what they do with it.
Yeah, it's like the 9/11 conspiracies. Maybe whether they're true or not seems almost completely irrelevant. It's like if someone had killed 20 people in horrible, horrible ways, and you found out, oh, they killed four more, you know, or something, and it's like, well, who does it matter at that point? I mean, they're guilty. They're really, really guilty. And you look at the things that our government has done, and whether or not they, 9/11 conspiracy theories are true or not, you would think people would be infuriated at the things that our government has done.
Does it make them that much more evil that they killed 3,000 people, allegedly killed 3,000 people in the Twin Towers versus the hundreds of thousands that they've killed over in other countries, if not more than hundreds of thousands? I mean, does that make them all significantly more evil because they added 3,000 to that total?
I don't see
some
it.
Some would say.
If it were true. 1-800-259-9231. So here's my idea for the pirate radio station, right? Because the FCC is not built for the 21st century. The FCC and their regulations and their rules are just not
built.
They're
not built for the late 20th century, quite honestly.
All you really need to do is you need three locations. You need one location with at least three locations. One location with an audio source. So some sort of streaming audio, something that you're, you know, that wherever it is you're creating your audio from, MP3s, whatever it is you're doing. Live shows, whatever your source is. You've got your studio, right? And then you stream from there to the transmitter locations, which you have at least two of them. One transmitter location is on, the other is off. So the other is a sort of a backup location. So the one transmitter is on and running constantly, 24 hours a day, getting the audio over the internet from the studio location. So if the FCC gets wind of your operation and they show up eventually, and as you said, Mark, this could take a long time, the FCC finally gets wind and they warn the transmitter location, because that's what they're going to find with their radio reading devices as they zero in on the location. They warn that location, you have them shut down operations and have the second location turn on operations across town. And then they, you know, where do they find the radio station? How do they
find
it?
A couple of years in, yeah.
And even if they bust one of them, you flip another one on.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.